Well, ni hao, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹们好。
And before we get started, I would just like to say 谢谢 to Brother Bowen.
在我们开始之前，为我们的翻译说 thank you.
About 2 years ago, my wife and I and our family decided to adopt a dog.
在两年前，我们家里面决定收养一只狗。
And I walk the dog twice a day.
我每天带这个狗出去两次。
And just the other day, I was walking the dog.
那有一天我在遛狗的时候。
And I saw the dog put her nose to the ground and in the grass, and she was going back and forth, back and forth.
我看到那个狗呢，就用鼻子在地上，在草地上来回的来闻。
And we were walking next to our neighbors, and she has a big flower garden.
那我们到我们邻居家，他们家的门前有一个很漂亮的一个花园。
And there are so many flowers you can't see inside.
那里的花太多，你看不见里面有什么。
But the dog was going right for the flower garden.
不过那个狗就走向那个花园。
And she pulled me in and she stuck her nose in.
她就这样拽着我，然后就把鼻子塞进那个花里面。
And out of the flower garden jumped a rabbit.
那突然从那个花里面就跳出来一只兔子。
And the rabbit took off.
那兔子很快的就跑掉了。
And the dog wanted to run with the rabbit.
那个狗就想要去追兔子。
I was able to hold her.
不过我可以把她拉回来。
But if I let her go,
不过我如果放开她。
And this has happened before.
以前发生过的。
She will try to catch the rabbit.
她会去想要抓住这个兔子。
And the rabbit will turn one way and the other way.
那兔子会左右来回的变向。
And so will the dog.
那狗也会这样做。
But our dog could never catch it.
不过我们的狗总是抓不到兔子。
And I was thinking as we were, I think a couple months ago in the book of Jonah.
那我在想，在一两个月前我们讲到约拿书。
This is the picture of the book of Jonah.
这就是约拿书所带给我们的画面。
Jonah is like the rabbit.
约拿就像兔子。
And Jonah is trying to run away.
他想要逃跑。
A matter of fact,It looks like he wants to go over the edge of the earth just to get away from God.
看起来他当时想要逃到世界的尽头来躲避上帝。
But God won't let him go.
不过神没有让他离开。
God follows Jonah.
他跟随着约拿。
He pursues him. He tries to bring him back.
他一直想要把约拿带回来。
So today I would like to look...at the second chapter of Jonah.
所以今天我们来看约拿书的第二章。
And just to transition from chapter 1 to chapter 2, I would just like to go over the very last part of chapter 1.
那作为一个一二章的过渡，我们先来看一下第一章的最后一节。
And what we find is Jonah trying to run away from God.
我们看到约拿想要逃避神。
And it's very interesting the words that are used in the scriptures to describe this.
在这里面记载所用的词语也很有意思。
Yeah, we have this repeated word, the word down.
我们一直看到一个词就是下。
And what we have is Jonah went down to Joppa.
我们看到约拿下到约帕。
He went down to the boat.
下到船上。
And then later, we have Jonah going down into the boat when the storm was raging.
后面我们还有约拿下到船里的底舱，这个时候有风暴。
And then later, at the end of chapter 1, we have Jonah going down into the water.
在这一章最后，我们有约拿下到海里。
And then we have Jonah in the belly of the whale.
我们看到还有约拿下到
the fish,
下到鱼的腹中。
And so what we see is the further that Jonah tries to run away from God, the further Jonah tries to go from Nineveh,
那约拿想要离尼尼微城越远
the deeper he goes down,
他就越向下走。
the more despair there is in his life.
他的里面越有痛苦。
And by the time that he is down in the belly of the fish, I think Jonah thinks he's going to die.
当约拿在鱼腹中的时候，他已经想到自己要死了。And
isn't it that way with mankind too?
那对于我们人类不也是这样吗？
The further that mankind tries to go away from God, the deeper in despair they go.
我们想要离神越远的时候，我们就会越向下走，我们会越绝望，越痛苦。
We actually see this in the book of Romans.
我们也可以在罗马书中看到。
In Romans chapter 1.
第一章罗马书。
And if you were to look at verses 18 through 29,
如果你们看18节到29节,
you can see this downward spiral of man apart from God.
你可以看到一个像螺旋形一样下滑的这样的一个趋势,
verse 18 reminds us that God's wrath burns against these kind of people.
那十八节里面讲到神的愤怒，在这些人中间燃烧。
But here is the downward spiral. You could just briefly look at these verses with me.
不过从这几节里面可以看出来这个下滑的趋势。
In verse 23 it says, they exchanged the glory of God with idolatry.
23节讲到他们将不能朽坏神的荣耀变为偶像。
And then in verses 24 and 25 it says, then God gives them over to their lusts.
24节、25节的时候，神任凭他们乘着心里的情欲行污秽的事。
And then in verse 29 it says, and they have become filled with every kind of wickedness.
29节里面讲到他们心里面装满了各样的不义、邪恶。
This is the result of the downward spiral.
这个就是我们向下走的时候的后果。
This is the road that we walked to a degree as unbelievers.
这是我们作为不相信神的人所走的一条路。
And even sometimes as believers.
甚至是对于相信神的人。
So what is God's wrath according to verse 18 of Romans chapter 1?
所以罗马书里一章十八节讲到神的愤怒是什么？
God's wrath is God's permissiveness.
他的愤怒是他的允许。
His wrath is this, that he says, you like sin? Then go at it. Have sin, and sin will be its own punishment.
那他的允许是 他的愤怒是他允许如果你喜欢罪，那就活在罪中吧，因为罪
This reminds me of my grandmother.
这让我想到了我的祖母。
My grandmother, when I was a teenager, oh, I used to do the things that the average teenager would do.
当我还是个青少年的时候，我就愿意做一些青少年喜欢做的事情。
And there was a part of my life where I took up the bad habit of smoking.
那我就养成了一个抽烟的习惯。
And my grandmother, she was a strong believer in Jesus Christ.
我的祖母是一个非常相信耶稣基督的人。
And she believed, and I'm not saying she was right, but she believed that smoking was a sin.
当时我并不认为她是正确的，不过她相信吸烟是犯罪。
And so she would smell smoke on me when I would come home.
当我回家的时候，她就会闻到我身上的烟味。
And she would say, if you don't stop smoking, you're going to go to hell.
她说，如果你不戒烟的话，你就会下地狱。
And then she would explain what hell was.
然后她会给我解释什么是地狱。
And she would say, this is what Satan will do.
她会说，撒旦会对你这样。
He will say, oh, you like smoking.
魔鬼会说，哦，你喜欢抽烟。
And you will say, yes, I like to smoke.
然后那你会说，对，我喜欢抽烟。
And he'll say, here, have a cigarette.
她说，给，这里有烟。
And then you'll smoke it.
你会抽这烟。
And then he will say, here, have another one.
他会说，那你再来一根。
And you might say, well, okay, I'll have another one.
那你会说，好，我再吸一根。
And then he will say, when you're done, here, have another one.
他会说，等你抽完了，再来一根。
And then you will say, no, I don't want another one.
那你会说，那我不想要了。
But he'll say, no, you have to have another one.
他说，不，你必须要。
And that was my grandmother's idea of what hell would be like.
那就是我祖母对于地狱的概念。
And that's a little bit like what Paul is saying here.
这有点像保罗在这里所讲的。
He's saying that God allows man to run away from him and he will sin more and more and more.
他会允许人远离他，不过这时候人会有越来越多的罪。
So God's wrath is his permissiveness and allowing man to go and sin.
所以神的愤怒是他允许人活在罪中。
But it's interesting that God's grace is also his permissiveness.
不过很有意思的是，神的恩典也是他的允许。
He permits people to go on and sin for a reason.
他让人活在罪中是有原因的。
The hope is that the sin will be its own punishment.
这个罪就是他本身的惩罚。
And that the person will realize, oh, I shouldn't do this.
那犯罪的人会说，啊，我不应该这样做。
That I shouldn't be living like this.
我不应该过这样的生活。
It isn't good.
这是不好的。
And we see it in Scripture.
我们在圣经里面也看到。
We see it in the parable of the prodigal son.
我们看到有浪子的比喻。
When he finally realized that he was eating the same food as the pigs, and that he left his father a far better place.
当他最终意识到他是在与猪在同时，而放弃了他的父亲为他在家里面所预备的。
And he realized this isn't good. His sin taught him a lesson, and it brought him back to his father.
他意识到这是不好的，他的罪教会了他一个功课，将他带回到他的父亲身边。
In that way, God's permissiveness became his grace to that young man.
那在从这里来讲，神的允许也是他对于这个年轻人的恩典。
And so, now I'd just like to look again at the end of chapter 1 in Jonah.
那我们再看一下第一章的最后一节。
And I'd just like to show you what happened here, because Jonah was running away from God.
我们来看一下，在这时候约拿在逃避上帝。
This amazing thing happens.
这里发生了很奇妙的事情。
The men on the boat begin to praise God.
这些在船上的人开始颂赞神。
And they begin to pray to God.
他们开始向神祷告。
And the thought comes to me. Here we have a disobedient prophet of God.
我们让我想到的是，我们在这里有一个很不顺服上帝的他的先知。
And through his example, people come to Christ or come to God.
不过从他所做的事情，却有人来归向上帝。
It's unbelievable.
很难相信。
Just think.
我们想一下。
If God could do such a magnificent work through a disobedient prophet, how much more can he do through an obedient servant?
如果神可以通过这么不顺服的一个人来用他做成这么大的事情的话，那来使用一个顺服的人又可以做成多么大、更大、更多的事情呢？
It makes it, it just kind of brings to mind how much more God can do through our obedience than our disobedience.
让我们想到神可以通过我们的顺服而不是我们的不顺服可以做出更多。
Well, that kind of leads us to chapter 2.
不，这让我们来到第二章。
Because now Jonah has been thrown over the ship and he's been swallowed by the fish.
现在约拿已经被从船上扔下来，被吞在鱼腹中。
And today I've titled the message, You Can Run, But You Cannot Hide.
那这里的重点是你可以逃跑，但是你不可以隐藏。
God loves his people.
神爱他的子民。
And when we try to run from him, he will still search us out.
当我们逃跑的时候，他会依然寻找我们。
So, this is the setting for chapter 2.
这是第二章的一个背景。
And it starts really, chapter 2, in a sense, really starts with verse 17 of chapter 1.
第二章其实是从第一章的十七节开始的。
And really, the best reading, I'm not exactly sure how it reads in the Chinese, but it really should read verse 17, but God.
我不知道中文的圣经里面怎么解释的，不过在英文的圣经里面十七节应该是读作但是神。
So what we have is the failure of Jonah trying to get away from God. He had his plans, but God had another plan.
我们看到这是约拿逃跑的失败，他想要有自己的一个方式方法，不过神对他有另外的计划和安排。
And this reminds me a little bit of Luke chapter 12, verses 13 through 21.
这让我想到路加福音的十二章十三节到二十一节。
And in that passage, it's very familiar to all of us. It is the parable of the rich fool.
在这里面也是大家比较熟悉的富有的财主的比喻。
And if you were to read through that, and you can read through that today at some point, verses 13 through 21, what you see a lot of is the pronoun I.
如果你今天有机会读一下这一个比喻的话，你会发现在里面所讲到的都是这个人来说我自己。
And for example, in verse 17, he says, he thought to himself, what shall I do?
比如第十七节这里，他自己心里思想说，我应该怎么样？
I have no place for my crops.
我没有地方。
And then he says in verse 18, what shall I do? I will tear down my barns and build bigger ones.
第十八节这里是我要怎么办？我要把这个仓房拆了，盖一个更大的。
And then he goes on to say, I will store up my surplus.
然后接下来他会说收藏我一切的粮食和财物。
And then he says, and I'll say to myself.
然后他对我的灵魂说。
And then the transition comes in verse 20.
那在第二十节就出现一个过渡。
And the words are, but God said to him.
这里但是神却对他说。
But God.
但是神。
That means that man can make his plans, but God will direct his paths.
这是说人可以做自己的计划，不过神有他所安排的路。
But God is the transition between chapter 1 and chapter 2 of the book of Jonah.
但是神是约拿书从第一章到第二章的过渡。
Now when I look at Jonah chapter 2, I just look at it and see two basic movements or acts.
当我看到第二章的时候，我会看到有两个行动。
And the first act is the description of Jonah having gone down, 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 and now he is at the bottom.
那第一个就是看到约拿一直向下走，向下走，一直到了谷底。
And in verse 1,
在第一节
of chapter 2, this is the first time that we see Jonah praying to God.
在第二章的第一节，我们看到约拿第一次向神祷告。
And what we have before us this morning is an extremely powerful prayer.
这个祷告是非常有力的祷告。
Have you ever thought what makes or what is the proper approach to come before God in prayer?
我们有没有想过我们祷告来到神的面前的时候应该是用一个怎样的方式？
Here's some of the things that I think of.
这是我能想到的一些。
Reverence.
我们的对他的尊敬。
Having the right reverence for God.
我们对他有崇拜有敬畏之心。
Or a certain level of holiness when I come before him in prayer.
或者是用一种神圣的圣洁的方式。
Or maybe it is a sense of complete faith and trust that he hears me and he will answer my prayers.
或者是带着完全的信任或者相信知道他会垂听我的祷告。
Now all those things are good.
那所有的这些都很好。
But that's not what we find in this prayer.
不过这不是我们在这个祷告里面看到的。
And it is a powerful prayer.
这是一个很有力的祷告。
Look at the way that Jonah approaches God in this prayer.
我们看到约拿在这里向神祷告的方式。
He is in a complete state of helplessness and desperation.
他处于一种完全的无助和绝望。
And coming to God in a state of helplessness and perceiving our own true condition correctly is a powerful thing.
那无助地来到上帝的面前是我们对自己的真正的状况的一个认知。
When you read through this prayer, it seems like, at the very least, Jonah thinks he's going to die.
在这里至少约拿知道他自己快要死了。
And look at the language that he uses.
我们看他所用的词语。
Oh, and let me just say, many people feel that he did in fact die.
那让我再说，有一些人相信他的确是死了。
But these are the metaphors that he uses for death.
不过这里是他所用的对于死亡的比喻。
He uses the word grave.
他用阴间。
The deep.
深渊。
The heart of the seas.
海的深处
being banished from God's sight and bars
被神所遗弃抛弃
at the bottom in desperation Jonah finally has an encounter with God
在他所处在的最底处在这里的时候约拿遇到了神
in Job chapter 33
在约伯记三十三章
One of Job's friends, Elihu,
约伯的一个朋友以利户
he describes God as one who strives with his people.
他描述上帝是一直不放弃他的子民。
He says that God looks to restore his people.
他讲到神要挽回他的子民。
God's goal is to turn men towards him.
他的目的是要让人心回转来到他面前。
He speaks to us, and he's calling us to him.
他一直在对我们说话。
And the question for us is, how will we respond?
问题是我们要怎么样的回应。
The point of chapter 2 in Jonah is sometimes at the bottom, we encounter or we re-encounter God.
约拿书第二章的中心是有时候在最抵触的时候我们遇见或者再一次的遇见神
There are spiritual advantages for hitting the bottom
处在深处和低谷在属灵上是有利的
You know, there are so many examples of men and women who have come to know the Lord after they hit rock bottom
我们看到有太多太多的例子是当人处于最低谷的时候他来到上帝的面前。
There, I know of a friend of mine who has a ministry with young men who are in jail.
我的一个朋友，他是向在监狱里面的年轻人来传福音的。
And there's always this joke that it's a wonderful audience when you go to preach at a jail because there's a captive audience.
有一个笑话就是。那在监狱里面你会有一群很好的听众因为他们就被锁在那里没有地方出去
and so people can't go away
所以没有人可以逃掉
they're there
他们就被锁在那里
but really what is really a blessing about that ministry is that people that are in prison have hit rock bottom
不过对于他所做的事情的很大的一个福气就是在那里的很多人都是已经到了人生的低谷
and they are looking for help
他们在寻求帮助
and they will accept the help of God Almighty
他们会接受从上帝而来的帮助
many of them come to know the Lord Jesus Christ in prison
很多人在监狱中认识耶稣基督
you know Paul said something similar
保罗也说过类似的话语
In 2 Corinthians chapter 1,
在哥林多后书第一章
and these are interesting verses, verses 8 and 9.
第八节、第九节是很有意思的。
Paul describes his experience about being on the bottom.
保罗描述了自己怎么样的身处低谷。
And he says this.
他这样说。
And I'll just read the two verses. We do not want you to be uninformed, brothers and sisters, about the troubles we are experiencing in the province of Asia. We are under great pressure, far beyond our ability to endure, so that we departed of life itself. Indeed, we felt we had received the sentence of death.
哥林多后书第八节第九节，弟兄们，我们不要你们不晓得，我们从前在亚细亚遭遇苦难，被压太重，力不能胜，甚至连活命的指望都绝了，自己心里也断定是必死的，叫我们不靠自己，只靠叫死人复活的神。
Paul is in ministry.
保罗在为神做事情。
And he's having an extremely difficult time.
他有一个非常困难的经历。
He's saying that his experience was so greatly troubling.
他说到他的经历如此的痛苦。
That they wanted to give up.
他们当时想要放弃。
It was too much.
有太多的负担。
It was the pit.
是在一个很深处的一个低谷。
He couldn't do it anymore.
他不能再做什么了。
And this is where Jonah was at.
这就是约拿的状况。
But let's read on.
不过我们继续来看。
Because Paul says this.
因为保罗说。
But this happened that we might not rely on ourselves, but on God who raises the dead.
这叫我们不靠自己，只靠叫死人复活的神。
You know, sometimes going through the pit.And darkness is exactly what prepares us for what God is calling us to.
有的时候经历低谷和黑暗，正是神预备我们来迎接他的呼唤。
It is when we walk through the valley that we meet with God.
当我们走过山谷，我们遇见上帝。
And we are closest to Him.
我们最亲近他。
That when we leave those places and that battle is done.
当我们离开的时候，征战已经结束。
That we look back and we see that God has changed us.
我们在回头看的时候，发现神改变了我们。
You see, God changes us when we go through difficult times in our lives.
当我们经历苦难的时候，上帝会改变我们。
And we see it in the life of Jacob.
我们在雅各的生命中看到。
Do you remember when Jacob wrestled with God?
记得雅各与上帝摔跤。
He came out of that experience with a limp.
他摔跤以后留下了一条瘸的腿。
He met with God and God changed him.
他遇见了上帝，他成了一个转变的人。
He changed his name.
他的名字也变了。
And he changed the way he walked.
他也改变了自己走路的方式。
That's what God wants for us.
这是上帝从我们所要的。
He wants us to experience a change in our lives.
他想要我们的生命中经历改变。
And we get changed when we come close to him.
当我们靠近他的时候，我们就会改变。
And so often God has to use a hard, difficult experience in our lives to bring us to the place where we're really connected to him.
我有的时候，神会用一些很艰难、很困难的一些方式来将我们带到这个谷底。
I had a friend of mine who's a pastor.
我有一个朋友是牧师。
And I had just graduated from seminary and I was attending his church.
那一年我在神学院毕业以后，我在他的教会里面。
And he was actually recorded in a magazine for having the most boys in his family. Naturally born boys in his family.
他其实在杂志上面提到过，他在家里面有最多的他自己所生的男孩子。
And so he had if I can remember, I think he had 16 of his own children.
如果我没记错的话，他有16个自己的孩子。
He adopted 2, so that made 18.
还有两个收养的，所以他有18个。
But all the 16 children he had, they were all boys.
所有的16个全部都是男孩子。
It was amazing. And this magazine found out about it, and then they wrote a story about him.
很奇妙的，这个杂志发现了这个故事，就写了一篇故事。
But this is what happened to him.
我这是在他生活中所发生的。
Two of his boys, the two oldest, were twins.
最年长的两个是双胞胎。
And they were going to school at a Christian university in Virginia.
那在弗吉尼亚，他们去弗吉尼亚州的一个基督教的大学读书。
And when they were driving from Connecticut to Virginia on 495, the one brother that was driving, he fell asleep.
那当他们在从康涅狄格州开到弗吉尼亚州在95号公路上的时候，开车的一个兄弟他睡着了。
And it was a catastrophe.
最后发生了一个很惨的一个事故。
One son died.
其中的一个儿子死掉了。
And as my friend told me, he said he was the one that wanted to be a missionary.
那我的朋友告诉我，死掉的那一个是他想要去做宣教士的。
And the other one that had broken his neck, he was at one point he was paralyzed, but he I don't know what happened, but he's okay now. They put a rod in his back, and he lived.
另一个孩子呢是颈部骨折，有一段时间是瘫痪了，不过他现在可以靠着一个放在他脖子后面的一个支撑来正常来行走。
And I was talking to my friend Sonny. It was his name. His name was Sonny.
我的这个朋友的名字叫 Sonny. 我在和他说这件事情。
And he said those were the most difficult days in my life when I was waiting to find out whether my sons would live or die. And it took about 8 days till the one son died.
他说在那一段时间是他人生中最痛苦的一段时间，在等待看他的儿子能不能活下来。那死去的那一个孩子支撑了8天以后离开了世界。
But this is what he said. He said, I would never want to have to go through that experience again.
这是他所说的，我永远不要再经历这样的事情。
But the amazing thing was,
不过很奇妙的是，
I had never felt closer to the Lord.
我从来没有觉得我如此的靠近上帝。
Every day he prayed and prayed and prayed.
每一天他不住的祷告，祷告。
And he felt so close to God.
他感到如此的靠近上帝。
That after this happened, a few months after, he said, "The one thing I miss is that closeness that I had with God."
那在这件事情发生了几个月以后，他说，我很怀念的就是那段时间我与上帝的亲密。
My friend Sonny was at the very bottom.
我的朋友 Sonny 处在人生的低谷。
But that's where he encountered God.
不过他在那里遇见神。
And that's where his relationship with God deepened.
也是在那里他与上帝的关系更加的加深了。
I don't know, brothers and sisters, where you are.
弟兄姐妹，我不知道你们处在什么样的状况。
I know that probably we can all look back at some hard and difficult times that we had in our lives in the past.
很有可能我们每个人是现在或者过去，我们都会经历过一些困难的、艰难的时刻。
But I imagine that there is a percentage of us here today that feel pretty low.
那可能在座的有一些今天也会感觉到十分的低沉。
And we feel like we're at the bottom.
我们觉得我们可能沉到谷底了。这就是神遇见我们的地方。
And this is where God wants us to know him more.
在这里上帝也想让我们更多的认识他。
You know, sometimes we can just chalk it up and say, oh, I must be having bad luck.
有的时候我们就说，哦，真的是不走运。
But when we're having difficulties in our lives,I truly believe that it is God that is trying to get our attention.
不过我十分的相信，当我们处在这样的境况的时候，其实神是要我们引起注意。
And we shouldn't be saying something like, oh, I must just have bad luck.
我们不能说，哦，我只是不走运。
But we should be asking ourselves the question, Lord, What is it that you want me to learn about you from this experience?
我们应该问的是，神啊，你让我在这样的境况之中，是要我学到什么样的功课？
I just want to end with this second movement or this second act.
我只想在约拿书第二章的第二部分做一个结束。
And at the end of the story here of chapter 2,
那在第二章的最后
verse 10,
第十节
what do we have but a sick fish?
我们看到的是一条生病的鱼。
What we have is that Jonah has been a problem, hasn't he?
我约拿在他的肚子里是这个鱼的问题。
He's been a problem to everybody.
他让每个人都很头疼。
He's been a problem to God.
他也是上帝的问题。
He's been a problem to the men on the boat.
他也带给了在船上的那些人好多的麻烦。
And he's been a problem to the fish.
他也让这个鱼很难受。
He made the fish sick.
他让这个鱼生病。
But God has the fish spit Jonah out, probably on the shores of Joppa, where he first started running away.
神让这个鱼把约拿吐出来。很有可能是在约帕的那里，就是约拿所逃避开始的地方。
But Jonah's changed.
不过约拿改变了。
Jonah had an experience with God.
约拿有一个与神的经历。
And this time, when his feet are on the ground of Joppa, he has a changed heart.
那这次当他的双脚再次站在约帕的土地上的时候，他的心转变了。
Again, I want to ask you, brothers and sisters.
我想再一次问我们的弟兄姐妹。
What is the, what is the belly of the fish experience that you might be having today?
你现在或者曾经有过的一个在鱼腹里面的经历是什么？
Maybe it's a broken relationship.
也许是一个破碎的关系。
Maybe there are financial issues.
或者是财政上的问题。
Maybe there are health issues in your life.
或者身体健康上的问题。
Maybe there are security issues in your life.
或者是缺乏安全。
Maybe you have lost someone
或者
who is very dear to you.
或者你失去了一个你很至亲的人。
And I want to just leave you with this word of hope.
我想留给大家这一段充满希望的话语。
That God can bring light out of darkness.
神能从黑暗中展现出光。
God can bring obedience out of disobedience.
可以在不顺服中展现出顺服。
And I just want to remind you that salvation comes from the Lord, so depend on him.
我想要提醒大家，救恩来自于上帝，所以依靠他。
Continue to pray.
不住的祷告。
I'm not sure what your situation might be.
我不知道你所处的境况到底是什么。
Oh, maybe it could be for a child that is no longer following the Lord.
也许是一个不听话的孩子不再跟随上帝。
Do not give up praying.
不要放弃祷告。
Because salvation comes from the Lord.
因为救恩来自于上帝。
He can make the change.
他可以做出改变。
Amen.
Amen.